The Sittaford Mystery by Agatha Christie, read by Hugh Fraser. Chapter 1. Sittaford House. Major Burnaby drew on his gumboots, buttoned his overcoat collar round his neck, took from a shelf near the door a hurricane lantern, cautiously opened the front door of his little bungalow, and peered out. The scene that met his eyes was typical of the English countryside as depicted on Christmas cards and in old-fashioned melodramas. Everywhere was snow, deep drifts of it. No mere powdering an inch or two thick. Snow had fallen all over England for the last 4 days, and up here on the fringe of Dartmoor it had attained a depth of several feet. All over England, householders were groaning over burst pipes, and to have a plumber friend, or even a plumber's mate, was the most coveted of all distinctions. Up here, in the tiny village of Sittaford, at all times remote from the world, and now almost completely cut off, the rigours of winter were a very real problem. Major Burnaby, however, was a hardy soul. He snorted twice, grunted once, and marched resolutely out into the snow. His destination was not far away. A few paces along a winding lane, then in at a gate, and so up a drive, partially swept clear of snow, to a house of some considerable size, built of granite. The door was opened by a neatly clad parlourmaid. The Major was divested of his British warm, his gumboots, and his aged scarf. A door was flung open, and he passed through it into a room which conveyed all the illusion of a transformation scene. Although it was only 3:30, the curtains had been drawn, the electric lights were on, and a huge fire blazed cheerfully on the hearth.